Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Breaking news, everyone! Vinny is learning a Journey song, and we're going to be performing
so
it together.
That is so...
He just told me, the sheet music.
That is not what I wanted you...
For a wonderful Journey duet that we're going to be doing.
That is not what I wanted you to talk about.
Vinny. That's like a dream come true.
A dream. I'm telling you, my heart started pounding in my chest like, oh my God.
It's going to happen.
I can't wait, Vinny.
What song are you
All your hard work. No, we're not going to tell you. We already gave you a hint.
Is it Wheel in the Sky?
It's not Wheel in the Sky.
Should I do that one? Because actually I mentioned the one that I did and she's like, that's not the one.
Oh, no. I said that's not the one I thought it was.
But Love and Touch and Squeeze
It. No. That's a good one too. Oh,
I love
that's
a good song
one. No one
so
likes
much.
Wheel in the Sky besides me.
I like Wheel in the Sky. Fine. It's fine.
I'll do that. You want me to do that one?
No,
Love
do
and
the
Touch
one.
And Squeeze
I like the one you mentioned. In fact, I love the one you mentioned.
I don't think you do though. I feel like
I know which song it should be. Any way you want it.
Oh. Okay, that sounds great.
So I just cracked the sheet music for a second and was like, oh, this is actually a pretty decent guitar song. Huh? The reason I like it, yeah, this.
That's the way you need it, any way you want it.
Can you do that part?
She loves to do. She loves to sing. She does everything. Oh, this is going to be so good.
Oh, you like it?
She loves to groove. She loves a loving thing. All night. Ooh, every night.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I told you I like it. Hold tight. Ooh, Vinny, hold tight. That's a good one. I'm gonna need background singers on this part, you guys.
All right, whole crew.
Yeah.
Whole crew.
And team.
That's the way you need. Come on, dude. Let's practice it. Let's practice it right now. Ready?
I don't have.
Put it back to the beginning.
I can't do it.
You got it.
What part?
No, here we go.
Like the very beginning?
The very beginning.
All right.
Because I need all you guys to sing with me. You want it. That's the way you need it. Come on, Homan.
You want it.
Sorry. All right, here we go. Play that part again. Let's practice
again?
It one more time while Vinny gets ready.
All right. No, I can't.
The way you want it,
that's the way you need it, any way you want it.
Oh, damn, you guys. We sound awesome.
Go ahead, Vin.
Okay, now again? Turn it off. Just turn it off.
Okay.
When do we come in?
She loves to laugh.
She loves to sing.
She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move.
I just took a look at it, and I need to have it in front of me in order to do it.
Oh, damn. Anyway. Well, remember to bring that music.
So that's the one you want me to do?
Yeah, all baby, right. Let's do it.
And
so exciting.
Our boy Alan from Bananas
ding, ding,
at
shame.
Lush, which is where you should buy your musical instruments this holiday season.
Yep. Shame.
He's going to get us an amp with a little more...
crunch to it.
Yeah, we'll need that for that song.
Yep.
And actually, he's stopping by tomorrow to see us.
Oh, you mean out at the event?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't... Just one more... Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? I was waiting for Vinny to talk. All right, here we go. This part of the Radio Alice Report is brought to you by HSBC Bank. We got red carpet tickets. You get to meet Maren Morris, and you get reserve seats at Sold Out Alice in Winterland. This is big. This show's been sold out since 20 minutes after it went on sale. So we do have a few chances for you to win these tickets during the day, but this is the one where you get the meet and greet, specifically.
Well, and you get to party with us.
Listen, it's our Christmas party.
It is. It's our Christmas party.
It's going to be so... Oh, goodness.
Sorry, that was the video.
She talks during that?
Yes.
Is that right?
Caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 will be our guest at the show and get to meet Maren Morris.
So what does she say?
Yeah, let's hear that part. They just have like a nice
let's hear
friendly
what she has
combo.
To say.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
Yeah, she's adorable.
This is
and you get to meet her.
Going to make it in the
there must
music
be the song
world.
About her breaking into the music.
All right.
Biz. Yeah. All right, so caller 97 right now, 800-400-3697. At HSBC, while they're proud to be named the world's best bank, the real reward is helping their customers achieve their dreams. HSBC awarded the world's best bank in 2017 by Euromoney. This report brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you. We're going to start with Matt Lauer. Surprise. Surprise, everyone. Matt Lauer's in the news today.
You know, someone wrote in and said, oh, man, enough about Matt. Matt's a big celebrity, yeah. man. This is not...
This is one of the biggest reveals. Yeah, and he was canned, like, felt like they canned him. And then they said, okay, the show has to go on. Go, guys.
Along with a lot of the people who've written in, like, oh, man, the Matt thing, enough already. Others have written in and said... I watch that guy every day.
Every day.
He's like part of the family the same way this show's part of the family.
Yep.
And they're pretty bummed about it.
So the Today Show, it airs live on the East Coast. And by the time we get it, so right now it's like 11 o'clock Eastern time. But this morning they went back on the air. This is the second day that he's been fired. And they read a statement from him. And so somebody put together a list of some creepy moments, like hints of bad behavior looking through today's lens. Like if you look back at some of the stuff that's happened on the show, they just thought that these clips had a slightly different feel today. So like when Matt Lauer complimented Kelly Clarkson on her new look. No, all right.
It's not that bad. He's being friendly
right.
and nice.
He's got a hot new look. It's not that bad. This is the Anne Hathaway thing we talked about earlier. I think this was when she was promoting Les Mis, and I guess some paparazzi Brazzo or other got an upskirt shot of her, and he brought it up. They say, actually, that because he questioned her about it, made her talk about it, that she became the joke of the award season. I didn't really see that. I do remember there being some... Wasn't there, like, all of a sudden people were, like, kind of turning their hate on her? Remember she went through the...
There was
I don't recall.
I don't know that it had to do with that
I know.
At all, but I do remember there being sort of backlash
right.
against her, whether... I don't know if it's because they see her as Miss Perfect or... I don't know what it was.
Right.
But I do remember that.
Yeah. They're
wow.
crediting it to this, but I...
The shot that the paparazzi got is surprising.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see...
She didn't have any underpants on?
Mm. Yeah, no, she didn't. Pull up the picture for Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
I don't know. Should he have brought that up? Or
no.
No, he shouldn't
have.
Are you kidding? Why does he have to get it out of the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was funny enough that he said, seen a lot of you lately.
Yeah, that's
you know?
It. Leave yeah. it there.
And not make her uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's super uncomfortable. She doesn't want to acknowledge that there's a shot of her
crotch.
Right, out there.
You got it?
Yeah. I got it.
Hold on. I can't even see what's going on.
All right, let me zoom
picture.
In for you.
Yeah, you got to zoom in.
See that?
No.
No,
I can't
really
see.
Tell what's happening
Stop.
There.
It's
Point it
right
out
here.
To me. Oh, that.
Right there.
That's not. There's no underwear there?
No, yeah, there's no underwear there.
All right.
Listen, I've seen worse crotch shots of women getting out of cars, for sure.
Well.
But it's you know, it's a bummer. She didn't want that to happen. It wasn't like she was angling for that. She doesn't need that kind of publicity. She's a legitimate star. Anyway. He did a skit with Willie Geist, who's another of the names we heard sort of thrown around, like a kind of a Today Show regular, and maybe this is the guy who steps into his shoes. I guess they did some kind of skit where Matt Lauer gets sexually harassed by Willie Geist.
Yeah. So he just kind of gently slaps his butt with some paper.
Is this like a funny thing
it's supposed
about
to be a joke,
Harvey
yeah.
Weinstein? Like, look, that's almost shot
Harvey.
Documentary style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a big investigation as
so
to whether
doing
or not.
A bit.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. He had Bill O'Reilly on after to grill him on his sexual harassment scandal. All right. All I really wanted to hear was Matt Lauer. That is super ironic. Like, because NBC was given a piece that they just said, well, I guess we can't protect this
yeah.
guy anymore.
Of all the things that you just played for us, I think
the
little
one.
Well, there's that one and then the little bit. That doesn't make a lot of sense
right.
either. I mean, that's...
There's also another skit. I guess they do a bunch of skits on this show. Super fun. He flashed his female colleagues during a skit. And they say flashed here, but then when I looked at it, I mean, he's got boxers on. But it's, you know, hilarious. He flashes them. Here it is, Ben. So they... Okay. And then I guess this happened off air, except that it was on camera. They're all mic'd up. But at least one affiliate had stayed with the feed. I guess that, you know, normally they would cut to a commercial in their local market. So somebody there kept it up. So Meredith Vieira was his co-host at the time. And she reaches over, she leans over the table like to gather scripts or something. Mm-hmm. And this is what he has to say. He's looking down the front of her shirt, and he says, "Keep bending over like that. It's a nice view."
Oh, that was
It's a little bit gross.
Yeah.
And then there was the time when Katie Couric told Andy Cohen that this is the thing she doesn't like the most about Matt. Well, you're a dude, Andy. So, all right, that's enough of that, right? I've been talking about him all morning. Let's do some fun Christmas stuff, you guys! Yay! Miley Cyrus has released two Christmas songs exclusively to Spotify.
How are they?
Well, we're about to find out.
All right.
She did her own country version of some classics. These are definitely ones you know. Here we go. The first
Which one
is
you want first?
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
All right, here it is.
No, the Miley Cyrus
Come on, version. Man.
All right.
Okay. That's certainly with that slide guitar going.
I'll listen to that.
Sounds very country. She also did a version of Sleigh Ride. I love Sleigh Ride. She is twanging it up, huh? My buddy, but...
Well, she comes out of country, right?
Yeah, but I mean, she doesn't twang it up like that on her other tunes.
Will you be doing countrified versions of holiday songs at your big show with Tommy?
I will not. There's no country songs that I'm doing.
You're performing
we're doing a lot of standards.
At the Throckmorton
yes.
on Tuesday?
No, Friday, December 15th.
Right.
There are still a few tickets left for it, I understand. But I would like to say that, first of all, it's as much as I get nervous about this stuff, it is a total honor to play with that band. There is no other musical experience where you stand at the front of a stage and there is a freaking horn section blowing behind you. It's thrilling. Like, it's actually super cool to
do
this.
The recliners feel a little sad right now. Or what do they call it? The Skyrocking Jennifers do not,
my other band.
That's not nice.
No, it is. It's something. I mean, it's, you know, you want to talk about music kind of punching through your chest.
Yeah.
Like, it's so great. And you've seen the band.
Yeah, I've seen you do this show. It's excellent.
They're so tight. They're so good. And I would like to say that Thursday night, they're also performing at the Throckmorton, and he's doing a Buddy Rich tribute. Tommy Igoe's band is.
Which is, he's a famous drummer.
So you should check that out as well. I mean, honestly, you don't get a lot of chances to see big bands, and we've got one right here, and they're amazing. So see Tommy Igoe, go both nights. It's fine. That would be great.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
But the Buddy Rich night
You don't
night
have anything
is,
to do.
Nah,
do it.
Yeah, just do it. What do you got to do? So Buddy Rich on Thursday, the 14th at the Throck, and I'm there on the Friday. With the
Doing holiday songs, specifically.
I believe the show is Sarah and Tommy Ruin Christmas Again.
There will not be any Rush covers, correct?
There will not. However, I have talked at length with Tommy about doing a Rush tribute band where we do all their hits in the first set and all of 2112 in the second set.
And how's the conversation going?
He said, "That sounds like a lot of work. I'm going to need to get paid." I go, "Oh, I don't know how to get paid for gigs." I have no idea how to make that happen. I'll have to look into that. God, that'd be a dream. So anyway, here's the other Miley Cyrus song, Sleigh Ride. Oh, did we already?
We just played
Did we
that,
already
yeah.
play it? Great. Okay, then that one's done. Hey, yesterday, Hooman was flipping out over the new trailer for Avengers Infinity War. Mm. You know what I heard is, so is this the fourth one?
In terms
Avengers
of the Avengers 4? Yeah, if you count
because
Civil
Because they're
War,
saying
yeah.
for most of these superheroes that play these characters, this is the last one for them. But they still have 20 movies planned. Like, they're going to start replacing these characters as they age out of these roles, apparently.
That's right.
With new actors. And that the so while they've done, I think they said they've done 18, 9. This is the 19th movie since Marvel launched the series with Iron Man in 2008. 19 movies since 08. And the this isn't the fourth one. So there is one more. The fourth Avengers movie is coming out in 2019.
Right.
Is that the one that this is a trailer for? That seems awfully far in the future. So after this Avengers 4, they're going to have a whole new crop of actors. You'll have a new Iron Man, a new Thor, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they could keep the Spider-Man kid. Like, that kid seems young, and also...
Well, they just put him in.
Right. And Wonder Woman. I mean, she's young enough to do this role for a while, seems like. Anyway, 38 million people watched that trailer yesterday. Its first day online. Was yesterday its first day online?
Yes,
yeah.
I believe it was.
Yeah, 38.
Oh, wait, so Wonder Woman and Spider-Man aren't part of the Avengers, right?
Aren't
Spider-Man
they?
Is. Wonder Woman is not.
Oh, she's in the other...
Justice League.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. I had them mixed up. So it sounds like people are pretty excited. 38 million views. Although you probably watched it 30 million of the times. Just over and over. How many times, tell the truth, did you watch
it? I watched it 4 times. Right. But I didn't read the breakdown from the nerd blogs, which I want to read.
Well, of course you want to. Oh, and by the way, everyone, in less than an hour, Hooman and Bryn will be peeking
Thank
for the week.
You.
With the movie review of the highly anticipated The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, and it looks like Bryn and I will be interviewing James and Dave on Friday.
Oh, my Tomorrow. God. That's so fun. Yeah. The Franco brothers.
Mm.
Oh, man. What time are you doing that?
Let us know if you have any questions. We're going to do it around lunchtime. We're not allowed to say where and what time.
It's a secret one.
Top secret.
So we'll hear that next week?
Yeah, I'll get it
ready.
Oh,
my God, how exciting. By the way, it'll just be... Bryn's not going to be here next week, so it'll just be Hooman walking us through all the music segments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Walking us around the music statements. God, where do I go from here? I don't think I want to do this yet.
Did you finish,
I only have 2 minutes. What?
Did you finish the Jay-Z stuff already?
I did. We talked about that a little bit. The couple burglaries. James Woods was playing poker at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas and witnessed a robbery. He actually tweeted about it about 4 p.m. Here's the tweet.
4 p.m.?
4 p.m. Huh. He was playing cards in the poker room. Dedicated poker player. He said, so we are playing poker at the Bellagio Poker, and a guy walks up with a gun and robs the cage 30 feet from us 10 minutes ago.
Dang.
Somebody walked right up there, and a few people noticed a robbery was underway. He says that the staff was cool under pressure. He says, at Bellagio, staff were fantastic. They surrendered the money quietly so no customers would get hurt. Nobody even realized it was happening. Excellent staff, cool under pressure. The LV Police Department did confirm a robbery took place, and they were looking for an armed man driving a silver Chevrolet Cruze. Sounds like a rental.
It does.
Yeah. He's been playing poker, James Woods, in Las Vegas for about 15 years. Occasionally competes in professional tournaments. He took 7th place at the 2015 World Series of Poker. And they go on to talk about him, but that's basically it. He was sitting right there when the guy robbed the place. Floyd Mayweather's house was burglarized. It could be because he walks around with bags full of cash.
And advertises it.
Right.
Bring the money. Bring the bag of money.
Bring the bag.
You got
Set the
paper?
Bag down.
You got the paper?
His Beverly Hills home was burglarized. It happened sometime in the last week, but it was reported to the police on Tuesday. The items stolen include luggage, sunglasses, and other... Who steals luggage and other accessories?
If the luggage is
Louis Vuitton.
Right.
No, don't you need the luggage to get all the other stuff out?
You find the suitcases and then you load them with stuff.
That's smart.
Walk out like you're just going on a trip.
You're not carrying your robber sack.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like any, you know, say jewelry. It just says sunglasses and other accessories. So, I don't know. Maybe he carries all his bling and his cash with him. You'd have to roll him over to get to his stuff. But they got some stuff and his house was broken into, which isn't super surprising at all. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Science will speak after these words.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. So tomorrow, if we sound a little funky when you tune in, it's because we're broadcasting from two separate locations 40 miles from each other. Vinny is going to be in Los Gatos at the Bay Club courtside, and he'll be all set up down there. All the boys are going. Bryn and Hooman will be joining Vinny down there. You'll do it live. Yuzette and I are going to be up in Marin at the location in Corte Madera of the Bay Club. It's right in the Town Center Mall, and we're going to be joined by Johnny Mosley.
That's right.
Very exciting. But what we're out there to do is fundraise. We are going to try and raise some money to help out the victims of the North Bay fires, and we're teamed up with tippingpoint.org. We actually talked to their CEO this morning, Daniel Lurie, and they're an incredible local organization. They've been doing this for a long time, helping poor families get on their feet. And they are a great organization that vets these different charities and makes sure that the money goes and is spent the way that in the spirit of the way it was donated. So they don't take any of the money. 100% of your donations tomorrow and online and through text will be going directly to victims of the North Bay fires. There's a couple ways that you can donate. If you can't make it out, we'd love to see you tomorrow. We've got breakfast and all kinds of fun and games at each of the Bay Club locations that we're at. And so please, you're more than welcome to come down. But you can also donate online at tippingpoint.org/Alice or text the word Alice to 20222 to make a $25 donation. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC at simplytoimpress.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Come check them out tomorrow.
As my family talked about them coming to support me tomorrow at the Bay Club, my kid goes, "Oh, good, I can swim tomorrow." What? No, we're going to be there at like eight, you know, 7 or I don't know what time they're coming, but I think they're going to end up having to go swim.
Of course they are.
Tomorrow.
I was just going to say, you're kidding yourself if you think she's not going swimming tomorrow.
I think that's probably going to end up happening. So it's a big party at the Bay Club tomorrow in Los Gatos, everybody.
Get out of there, Isla.
That's where I took those great pictures with
the underwater ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a beautiful location.
I posted those. Mm-hmm. They're at somewhere. I don't know where. Anyway, here's what's happening. We'll begin with our segment on ladies behaving badly. You got the sounder for that?
Ladies behaving badly. This is bad girls, bad girls.
What
do you think you're
doing? Right, exactly right.
All right, ladies behaving badly.
A 50-year-old woman named Tracy Stevens from Alachua, Florida, was driving drunk on Saturday when she got into a crash in a TJ Maxx parking lot.
Oh.
Instead of, you know, sitting down and exchanging info with the other driver, she sped away. Hit and run.
Uh-oh.
The cops went looking for her and quickly found her, peeing in the middle of a nearby street.
Oh.
She was arrested on hit and run and several other charges.
Yeah. That's a bad day. That's just a lady having a bad day.
Our second entry in ladies behaving badly.
All right.
Still no sound. Okay.
Is that a Ms. Pac-Man song?
No, that was a Cops theme, but, you know, I just wasn't sure.
A 44-year-old woman named Jillian Stewart went to a bar in Jensen Beach, Florida earlier this month for their trivia night.
Oh, fun. I love trivia nights.
We're not sure how she did on trivia, but we know she won the party because she pounded a bunch of red wine, did a shot of Fireball with the trivia host, and then she got into an argument with a guy at the bar. First, she tried to choke him.
Uh-huh.
Then she headed outside and started running laps in the parking lot.
Oh. That seems like she might have been on something besides wine.
Or she just gets belligerent when she drinks.
Just running in circles.
Let's fight! You! You know those people.
I'm either going to fight you or run laps in the parking lot. Which is it?
She wound up getting arrested for disorderly intoxication.
Oh, poor thing. Another bad day.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to go have fun at trivia night.
Our third entry into... All right, I'll take it. No, that's good.
Lady Dragnet.
Good job. A 60-year-old woman named Lori Jo Matthews in the Villages in Florida. We've heard of the Villages, right?
Is that a retirement place?
I think it is.
How old did you say she is?
A 60-year-old woman
okay.
named Lori Jo Matthews in the Villages, Florida, got angry Sunday when her neighbors let their dogs out into the yard to relieve themselves. Apparently, the dogs were barking and playing and making noise. So Lori responded by going outside and barking back at them.
Oh.
It doesn't say here whether the dogs got why the old lady was barking at them.
Yeah.
Her neighbors definitely did, because after Lori was done barking, she walked over to the dog's house and slapped their owner in the face.
Oh.
So she barked at them.
So the barking was fine. I mean, it's, you know, how can they complain about her
the lady,
barking?
Right.
Yeah, it's the actual hitting.
She also fought the cops when they got there.
Oh, boy.
She wound up getting arrested for battery and resisting arrest, and they say that her face is all cut up and bruised on her mugshot, so it looks like she fought back hard.
Oh.
And they had to really subdue
roll
her
on the sidewalk
right.
or something.
Yes. The old press your face into the sidewalk
yeah.
move.
You just
you know you're in trouble when, yeah. you know,
your
this
face
is going
down on the
on,
sidewalk
right.
has
and
road rash.
Right. Someone's knees on your head. I just wonder what the rest of her day looked like. I mean, the previous to the dog, but like, you know, what happened? Like, why are you so upset? This can't be the first time these people let their dogs out.
Just having a hard one, huh?
Just, yeah, just a tough day. Another tough day for a lady.
That's all. That's all for our segment, Ladies Behaving Badly.
I loved the Ladies Behaving Badly segment. We got to get, like, bad girls.
Or even what was Daniel Powder? You had a bad day.
Oh, bad girls from Donna Summer.
Oh,
bad girls. Talking about this. Yeah.
Girls.
That works, right?
Toot, toot.
She's talking about
there's
something a little
called,
different, right?
Bad Girls.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if they have a theme song.
Is that Bad Girls Club?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what it is.
It's for some reality show, right?
I haven't watched it in forever. It was horrible. Oh, girls fighting constantly.
Sounds like the theme song we need.
If you're flying on American Airlines for Christmas, you might want to keep an eye on the news. Did you see this?
I did. What?
Apparently, American Airlines had a glitch in their scheduling software where every pilot that asked for vacation around the holidays got it. And they just realized that means they've got more than 15,000 flights scheduled that don't have anyone to fly them.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
15,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of flights. People are counting on that. And, you know, American Airlines, it's a popular airline.
Apparently, because, and I'm not sure if this is because of union or what, but they just can't simply make them come back.
Is once you've been granted the vacation, you're all set.
American Uh-oh. Is required to work with the pilots. There it is, the pilots union, to figure out how much money they have to offer in order to get someone to cancel their vacation
yeah.
plans now and come back in and do work. So far, they've only just thrown out some numbers to the union to see if they'll be willing to accept. But there is no resolution to this as of yet. So as we get closer to Christmas, you'll want to keep an eye on that. American Airlines.
Yeah. That's a powerful negotiating place to be in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it was granted. But okay, I'll give up my vacation if I get 4 extra weeks of vacation next year.
18 times the regular pay wage.
Right.
25 times the
Let's
regular
start
pay
there.
Wage.
Start high.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vinny. Oh.
Boy.
Happy day.
Am I in there?
Right. I was typing something.
I caught him right in the middle of something. Sharks are older than trees. Sharks have been around for 400 million years. Trees have only been around 350 million.
Oh.
Sharks.
Or we just had shrubs before that?
Are older than trees. What are you asking?
I'm asking a question about that.
Seems so crazy. Look it up. I don't have...
Amazing.
That's not what I'm here for. I'm telling you, sharks...
are older than trees.
Bono's mother died when he was 14.
Oh.
She had a brain aneurysm at her father's funeral.
Oh my God.
No.
So his mom died at his grandpa's funeral.
That's horrible.
That is awful.
Poor Bono.
Or it fueled him to become the biggest rock star in the world.
He used his pain.
I did some quick research. Long before trees overtook the land, Earth was covered by giant mushrooms.
Oh, fungus.
That's all I've got.
I also have some more research on top of his research.
Right. Nice, Suman.
I'm very excited to hear this.
Sharks, yes, they've been around for 400 million years. They've been able to skirt four global mass extinctions along the way.
Oh, boy.
Four.
They're amazing.
The ones that took out the dinosaurs are one of the
four.
They're
the cockroaches of the ocean.
Hey.
I wouldn't say that to them, but okay.
I'm pretty sure they don't speak English.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't want no trouble. Did you hear about the shark attack in Monterey just last week?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about
that. Gnarly. Dude's.
I have a guy who's.
I know,
all the
but
time.
This guy, I know.
I don't want to hear about it. Please don't tell me.
I was looking at my Google News and it says ocean attack. It didn't say specific, and I'm like, boy.
Like around Monterey?
It was in Monterey.
Yeah.
Right by the ghost tree. The ghost tree is at Pebble Beach.
Oh.
It's a famous, it's their logo, basically. But they were in the water fishing. Apparently, that some people like to get in the water to fish.
And they were attacked.
It bit his leg off.
How big?
Big great white. I don't know if actually the leg came anyway.
He was bitten on the leg.
It was a great white attack on a guy who was in the water.
I just did triple research.
Oh, good.
And the one animal that they're sure of that's older than the shark is?
The cockroach.
The jellyfish.
Oh.
The jellyfish.
Oh. Yes. 2,000 different species.
They'll get you.
Incredible.
I've been had by the jellyfish a bunch of times.
Do you pee on your leg?
No, and it doesn't hurt as bad as they say. It stings. Hmm. It sucks. You don't want to have it happen to you, but in my case, it wasn't that big a deal. Here's another story for you.
Okay.
There's a 60-year-old guy named Tom Colella. From Perth, Australia, he had a job as an electrician a few years ago, but apparently he loved skipping work and playing golf.
Oh.
Unfortunately, he knew his company could track his location using his cell phone, so he improvised a cage by dropping his phone into an empty bag of potato chips to block the company from tracking him.
Oh, like the metal.
The foil in the chips.
I've heard that, yeah.
Protected his phone from tracking.
You can put a fast track thing in there if you... wanted to.
Turns out the foil lining, and it does block the GPS signal, so he was on the right track. Unfortunately, Tom didn't realize that the company could just go to the golf course and say, has this guy been here a bunch of times? And they said, let us check our records. Yeah, your employee Tom's been here 140 times during work days.
Mm.
He's been fired.
Well, now he has all day to play.
Tom now works as an Uber driver.
Oh. Well, he can just do that when he's not playing golf.
Right. People and their ways to get out of work.
I know, man. We're always looking to beat the system.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, when you guys were singing Journey, my 11-year-old laughed and said, I can't imagine if they were my parents.
We'd be super fun, kid. We're fun parents.
707 nailed it. The reason I picked the song that I did is because of this. Rodney Dangerfield on the golf course.
Oh, he sang Any Way You Want It?
That he didn't sing it. That's the one where he turns the music up on his golf bag.
And it's Any Way You
Want
It.
And starts, we're all going to dance. And starts.
Dancing to that.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't remember that scene?
I don't.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
it's one of his most memorable
on-screen
moments of all time. We need a segment called Singing Along with Sarah. I was singing Rush with her, and now Journey. I love it. Caddyshack music, says 707.
Oh, there you go. See? Perfect. That's the one, Vin. Learned her up.
510 says, Susan Larkin has 25 years of radio experience, according to the press release, so unless she started when she was 10, I think you were safe with your estimate on her age.
Yeah. Well, she looks amazing. She's a powerful woman.
Well, and people were writing that you and her could be sisters.
That's a serious compliment. Thank you.
You two look a lot alike.
Very sweet. Are they saying that she has a gummy smile, too?
Are you saying you have a gummy smile?
You've never heard me say that before.
414.
Is this the first time you're hearing that?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, Vinny, nice to meet you.
It makes my entire week when y'all sing together. I still can't listen to the Shawn Mendes song without cracking up.
Oh my God, that was such a fun moment.
It wasn't that fun.
It was super fun. Vinny's doing the clapping and
completely reckless. No, don't do it.
Oh. Oh, that is awful.
Oh, man. That is awful.
Oh, that's...
I got that clap going, though, boy.
Make a note to never play that again. That is, in memory, that is so much funnier and cuter.
Yeah.
When we hear it back, it's like, oh, my.
Sorry. That is a garbage dump.
That is a garbage dump. All right, should we break, Vin?
We'll
take a quick one.
I'll finish these before the movie review after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.